Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's developmental initiatives in the neighborhood. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Raj Singh, journalist.
India's neighborhood first policy has become the cornerstone of foreign diplomacy under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India has undertaken many developmental initiatives in neighboring countries as part of this policy. As part of this policy, PM Modi recently visited Sri Lanka, where he inaugurated many developmental projects. And prior to that, he attended BIMSTEC Summit, where he met leaders from Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Nepal, among others. To discuss the essence, impact, and challenges of India's neighborhood first policy, we have with us Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
How do you look at the neighborhood first policy of the Narendra Modi government, and what is the background? What are the main features of this policy?
The neighborhood first policy is a very successful initiative that was launched by Prime Minister Modi when he first took power. And the thinking behind this is that India has not paid adequate attention to relations with our neighbors. Of course, there are challenges. You know, as Chanakya in his treatise, he had said that, you know, in his mandala theory, he had said that countries will always have problems with the neighbors. And as far as India is concerned, you know, we have neighbors, all the neighbors with whom we have common boundaries, but none of these neighbors have boundaries with each other. So they don't have problems with each other, but, you know, some problems or the other exist with India. And what Prime Minister Modi's thinking was that we need to pay much greater attention to our relations with our neighboring countries, because a country's destiny is reflected its relations with its neighbors. Your listeners might recall that in his first address to the UN General Assembly in September 2014, he had given reference to two quotations. One was Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the whole world is a family. And in that context, he said that we will treat all our neighbors as our members of our family. And he'd also referred to his own philosophy and ideology of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The intent would be to take all these countries, not only within India, people within India, but also our neighboring countries along with us on the path of development. And that is what Prime Minister Modi has sought to do over the last 10 years plus that he has been in power. I think the first demonstration of that was in 2014 itself. When he came to power, he invited the heads of state and government of all neighboring countries, of all SAARC member states. All of them came and he held bilateral talks, bilateral negotiations with all of them, and trying to see what the problem areas are and taking steps to remove those problems and to move forward in that direction. He did the same in 2019 when he came back for the second term and he invited member states of the BIMSTEC countries, in addition to one or two more, like the president of Kyrgyzstan, who was at that time heading the Central Asian countries, because Central Asia is also a part of our extended neighborhood. Culturally and historically and civilizationally, we consider them, these countries, very close to us. And of course, the Prime Minister of Mauritius, who is, you know, we have a very large diaspora there. Even in 2024, we had countries with whom India has maritime domain, maritime connectivity. So Prime Minister Modi has tried to reach out to our neighboring countries so that we have a strong, dynamic partnership and relations with these countries. And this is also reflected in terms of the number of visits that have taken place to these countries at the highest political level.
Ambassador Sajana, India has undertaken many developmental initiatives in its neighborhood, from Afghanistan to Nepal to Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar and Maldives. How important are these initiatives in terms of displaying India's soft power?
Oh, they are very significant. They are very important because they really touch the lives of ordinary people. So if I was to look at Afghanistan, or for that matter, you know, looking at all these countries, you look at during the COVID-19 pandemic also, when India was able to manufacture vaccines within the country, we started our own vaccination program in January of 2021, 16th January. And the first consignment that we sent out to all these countries was on 20th January 2021. And I'm sure your listeners will be able to appreciate that it was in developed countries that they had much larger quantities of these vaccines available, but they did not agree to share them with any countries, let alone developing countries. So I think India's generosity under the Neighborhood First policy becomes evident from that. Even as far as Afghanistan is concerned, although after 2021, there has been a change of government, Taliban has come over, but looking at the people-to-people connect between the two countries, we have continued to supply them with whether it is medicine or it is wheat. First, we supplied 70,000 tons of wheat. Then more recently, 50,000 tons of wheat for the people of Afghanistan. I think similarly, in terms of the projects also, there have been a large number of projects that India has executed in all these countries. Talking about Afghanistan, of course, construction of hospitals, of roads, of schools, which are going to impact the daily life of the common people. For instance, in all the 34 districts of Afghanistan, India has initiated what are known as the high impact community development projects, which means constructions of roads, construction of waterworks, provision of water supplies. And even at the national level, there are very many major projects. For instance, there is the very important infrastructure project, expressway, that is from Zaranj on the western side of Afghanistan in the Herat district, right up to Delaram, which is very close to Kabul, about 240 kilometers of road, which will provide connectivity for promoting travel of people and of expansion of trade in that country.
Ambassador Sajana, let's come to Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka has conferred its highest civilian award for global leaders on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And former cricketer Sanath Jayasuriya also appreciated India's role in the development journey of Sri Lanka. And he also requested him to help Sri Lanka coming up with an international ground in Jaffna. How do you look at the impact of India's developmental initiatives in Sri Lanka and its impact among the common people as well as the government?
It is playing a very important role, and you have identified all the elements which are very essential as far as the bilateral partnership between the two countries. Number one, all the initiatives that India takes, like construction of 50,000 houses for the displaced people in the northern Jaffna areas of Sri Lanka. They are very important because they provide accommodation to people whose houses were destroyed during the 25-year-long civil war that took place in that country. Also, what India has done in terms of providing infrastructure, creating, as far as Colombo is concerned, the port facilities that are there. Also, what was inaugurated with President Anura Kumaradesanayake, the 120 megawatt Sompur solar power plant that is going to provide the green energy as far as people are concerned. That is going to provide energy and to Sri Lanka, which your listeners would remember in 2022 when Sri Lanka was hit by the fiscal crisis, by the economic crisis. It did not have money to import energy, either for cars, for petrol, or for even generating electricity to light up the houses. So this will be 120 megawatt Sompur power plant. The India has also provided solar power equipment for putting on rooftops of 5,000 religious institutions. They will be Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, etc., so that those religious institutions will be provided energy through these solar power equipment that India will be providing. So I think India has provided in Sri Lanka a great deal of projects, has executed a large number of projects which are helping the common people. And of course, the message has gone to the leadership also of Sri Lanka, that India is a generous partner, it's a generous friend, it's a reliable friend. And that is why India Prime Minister Modi was decorated with this award of Mitra Vibhushan, and I think this signifies the very strong bonds of friendship between the people of the two countries, the respect that the leadership of Sri Lanka has, and of course of iconic figures like Sanat Jayasurya that you mentioned.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, PM Modi recently met Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, at BIMSTEC Summit. How do you look at India-Bangladesh relationship, especially in view of India's contribution in developmental journey of Bangladesh, including rail link project, gas pipeline and 109 ambulances?
You see, relations between India and Bangladesh from 2009 till 5th August 2024, when Sheikh Hasina was in power, they were very good. At the moment, the relations between the two countries are stressed, notwithstanding all that India has done. And I think it will take a little time for the bilateral relations to settle down. But coming to the projects that you have mentioned about the ambulances, about the railway tracks, about the infrastructure projects, about the inland water transport projects that India has done, about the oil pipeline, about the connectivity from Chittagong through Bangladesh to the northern eastern states of India. I think that is very commendable, and that most of the ordinary people of Bangladesh appreciate it very much. India has always been ready to help Bangladesh for the benefit of its people so that they can have a good, they can lead a good life, their economic progress and growth can take place. India has invested more than $8 billion in loans, grants and lines of credit to Bangladesh, as a result of which it has been able to come up to this level. And I'm hopeful that in the coming days, we'll be able to see much stronger people-to-people and government-to-government linkages between India and Bangladesh as they existed between the two countries before 5th of August 2024, when we had the new dispensation with the chief advisor. And once the elections take place, then relations between the two countries could stabilize and normalize.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on India's developmental initiatives in the neighborhood. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Raj Singh, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.